Jazz musician Wynton Marsalis says every decade or so, he likes to set his social views to music. The last time around, it was Blood on the Fields, which won the Pulitzer Prize in Music, a first for a jazz composition. Marsalis is playing the role of provocateur again with his latest CD, From the Plantation to the Penitentiary. The songs criticize hip-hop culture, what he sees as a lack of strong black leadership and an abundance of gimme-that materialism. Give me this, give that, give that, and that, 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 that. Let me see that, I think there's something there, I see. Give it to me, I got to have it all for me. Let me see that, I think there's something there, I see. Give it to me, I got to have it all for me. I got to have, now. A lot of stuff, expensive fluff, wow. I got to work, I got to get down. I'm everything, I'm what you think. Marsalis tapped a 21-year-old newcomer, Jennifer Sannin, to sing. The lyrics, he says, are based on observations from his many travels around the country. Wynton Marsalis is accustomed to holding forth in public and on stage. We met him in a more personal space. In New York, Marsalis directs the Jazz at Lincoln Center program. He lives just up the street in a sunny high-rise apartment with a stunning view of the Hudson River. It's a bright space with vivid hues of blue, orange, and green.
I like color. I like Matisse. That's why it's real blue in here.
As we walk through his dining room into his library, the colors and the art call to mind his native New Orleans.
I got over here is a picture. That's the great Art Blakey, who I played with. It's Louis Armstrong, Duke.
The whole apartment is like a gallery, the walls filled with photos and paintings, many of them originals from masters like Romare Bearden, and works celebrating the music Marsalis loves. There's a giant sketch of Duke Ellington, arms outstretched over the sofa, as if beckoning guests to take a load off. Marsalis has three sons. They live elsewhere, but their influence is also seen throughout his home. He keeps a bedroom for them, a boy sanctuary with royal blue bedspreads and a large dinosaur by the window. Looking to the ceiling, Marsalis says he's used this room to teach his boys life lessons, just like he does with his music. The ceiling is painted a celestial shade of blue and dotted all over with tiny stars, thousands of glow-in-the-dark stickers.
All these stars, I put these on the wall.
Did you do this yourself?
Yes, I did.
This constellation?
I did do all of that, every one of them.
And so if you turn out the lights,
well, yeah, when they were growing up, they never forgot. It started with me arguing with them when they were like 5 and 6 about how long did it take to do things. I said, well, you don't do everything overnight. You know, you just do things one thing at a time. I said, we could fill this whole wall up with stars. They said, oh, you could never, we could never do that. I said, we could do it. So it was became a thing of her. Every time I would just come up here, when I would see them, we'd start putting these things on the wall.
What was the lesson there for them?
The lesson was that if you do something over and over again, you'll complete it. It might seem like when you put that first 2 or 3 stars, you would never finish, but how many stars up there? 2,000? At a certain amount of time, it becomes 700 of them. Then it's 1,100. Then it's 2,000.
Wynton Marsalis is a star in his own right, America's leading ambassador for jazz. He has lots of awards and also lots of critics. They say his music is too safe. But it's hard to call this new album easy listening. From the field hand cry, 2 to 10 to 25. From the songs of men, 2 to raise my hand again. There are plenty of those moments of deliberate dissonance when the vocals seem out of tune with the rest of the music. In his living room, Marsalis sat down at his Steinway baby grand piano and explained how that idea began right here in the apartment.
I always walk around there singing and dancing, making up songs for people's names, like Ana Castillo. I say, Ana Castillo, did you hear the one about Earl Anna? So I make up the songs for everybody. So one day I was in the shower, I was singing, From the Plantation to the Penitentiary. I just be pretending like I'm a little kid, you know, singing. And I was singing it really out of tune. So I was trying to think, what is the most removed intervallic relationship I could find? Would be the flat 9 on a minor chord. So this is the minor chord. And this sound. next time is the major third on the minor.
So this is the sound.
So, you know, I was purposely trying to find these kind of blues sounds and these dissonances to convey with the melody the discordant nature of what I was dealing with. Now, in terms of the lower rhythm, it's a 6-8 rhythm, which comes from African music. Ding, 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 ding. But I made it sound like the downbeat was actually beat 2. Dee dee dum, but do doom do dee be dee dee dum, but do doom do dee be 1, 2, 3, but do doom do dee be dee dee.
From the plantation to the penitentiary.
That idea came out of conversations I would have with people down through the years where they would always ask me why black people couldn't get our stuff together. Y'all always in jail, y'all always in trouble, y'all make a fool out of yourselves in public all the time with your music, you degrade yourself. Why is it like that? So I started telling them, think if we were 400 years old and my first 250 years I was a slave and all my family systems was destroyed and everything, and everybody in the nation bet on me like a stock, and they made money off of me. And the next 100 years, I couldn't have education. So it took me 350 years to where I could even legally get to where I could compete. Now, when you go to a therapist or something, the first thing they do is talk about your childhood, because they know in the beginning of a thing is always the very important roots. With those kind of roots, what chance you think you have? That seemed like the most effective explanation of why it's the way it is right now.
Mm-hmm. This is music with a very strong message. When people think about political messages, they usually attach that to soliloquy. They think about words. How is it that music can be political without words? Help me understand that.
Well, I always tell people, you know, you and I could read a Martin Luther King speech, and it would be two people reading the speech of a man. The words would be the same, but it would not have the same meaning. Mm. The meaning of the speech is in the music. When you put the music of his voice with the words, because music is the art of the invisible, and what is in music is memory, intention, imagination, all the senses of things that go beyond the words that are very specific. And a person who can marshal that musical part, hey, they communicate better with words.
On this album, Wynton Marsalis' words take center stage rather than his trumpet. In a song called Where Y'all At, Marsalis lays out a rat-a-tat list of problems he sees with the United States, a 45-year-old man speaking in a style familiar to his teenage sons.
We supposed to symbolize freedom and pride. We got scared after King and the Kennedys died. Corruption and graft, and we take in stride. Sitting around like owls, talking about, ooh, who lied? All you poor folks, victims of rich folks' gains. Rich folks, y'all get ripped off in the same name. All you gossips cackling about a dirty shame. Whistleblowers crying about who's to blame.
Where y'all at?
Oh.
I said, where y'all at?
My 16-year-old son teases me about that.
What does he tease you about?
You know, for younger people have got to believe that what they like rap music and all the things that they think is their youth culture, even though it's 20 years old, they have to believe that there's some special characteristic to it that makes it hip. So it comes along with like a way of dressing, a way of talking, in a way. So somebody with just a certain age with a double chin or what it is not supposed to do that. But since my son, he knows I'm always clowning around and rapping and acting a fool. When he hears the rap, he'll be like, oh, man, not that. You don't know how to rap, man. You can't.
But you are rapping on the CD.
I'm talking in time.
Okay, it's not rap. It's
stuff we did in New Orleans years ago. Uh-huh. I mean, they call it rap now, but I'm not trying to do what they do. All you patriots, compatriots, and true blue believers, brilliant thinkers and overachievers.
All you, when I was young, we were so naive. Y'all started like Eldridge and now you're like Beaver.
Where y'all at? Ooh.
I said,
where y'all at?
And what did they think about it in the end?
Oh, I don't.
Your boys.
I don't really know. I mean, they love me. They know I'm clowning around. So now my one son is 18. He's always like, oh, man. No matter what I do, he's going to always cast dispersions. He has a way that he imitates me. Like I always say, according to me. So when he hears that, he's going to say, well, according to me. You know, he's like that.
Do you feel that you have earned the right to say these things, that you can say things now that you couldn't say 10 years ago?
No, I said it 10 years ago. Because that's what appears to be true to me. And I don't feel like because I say it, it's a law. I'm a citizen. That's what I think. And other people are entitled to what they think. I feel like when I listen to 14 and 15-year-old kids, they have the right to say what their opinion is. If they have a work of art and they have ideas and they have things that they want to express, who am I to tell them you don't feel like that? You know, so no, I don't feel like I had to earn the right to say it. I just say it.
Wynton Marsalis, thank you for letting us spend an afternoon with you.
Oh. Thank you.
Tickling the Keys there in his apartment on the west side of New York City, that was Wynton Marsalis. His new album is called From the Plantation to the Penitentiary. If you want to hear more music, go to our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.